The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
A thought crossed my mind, as can happen from time to time. I was looking at the Vancouver real estate listings for shits and giggles, and I noticed that often I wasn't sure if I was looking at the phone number or the price point. As if to rub salt in the wound, the weekend paper ran an opinion piece with the headline, "Sorry kids, no detached home for you here." I'm old enough that I got into East Van when it was still considered the wrong side of the tracks, just across the tracks actually from the Vancouver Film Studios, the largest film production facility outside of Los Angeles. And then the thought hit me. What about the people working on these blockbuster movies? Surely they can turn a paycheck into a down payment. Well, the clever boots at Vanity Fair have produced a credits roll that attaches amount earned to each credited role. And the hypothetical $200 million blockbuster breakdown is a real eye-opener. Naturally, it's a top-heavy budget, with the director claiming $4 million. That'll buy a Vancouver fixer-upper. Writers can pocket between $250,000 to $3.25 million. A visual editor commands $924,000, but the original score gets you only $800,000, and the costume designer only $300,000. You can win an Oscar for one of those gigs. The lead actor brings home $12 million, while his or her stunt double just $116,250. That doesn't seem fair. It also makes Tom Cruise look like a schmuck for doing his own stunts. The set designer assistant gets $22,000, and I don't imagine that's easy work. And a model maker makes $7,000, a little less than the product placement coordinator, who nets $500 more. So a career in the movies could get you a house in Vancouver, but for most, count on a condo, maybe in the burbs. My name is Cal Coat, and we have scores of originals packed into this program in celebration of Vancouver's City of Bhangra Festival. Here's Ollie Goes to Bollywood for a Bhangra Wedding on World Beat Canada. More amazing music from Batuk's new Musica de Terra from South Africa. The future of South African music sounds bright. Ollie Goes to Bollywood before that, and Bhangra Wedding. From Vancouver comes Buckman Co. and a new album called Malana Kayana, and that's Hawaiian for Respect the Land. This is False Flags from World Beat Canada.
And it's not for peace, it's for global domination of corporate greed. Global domination of corporate greed. One day our false flags will fall, releasing our souls captured. So we've been a battle for our hearts and for our minds. I believe in take away our liberties, turn their guns on their own populace. This is betrayal of the people's trust. Alarm bells ring when you read the history books, cause terror is a tool of the godforsaken crooks, masquerading as the leaders of the world. And they fill their pockets while they rape the earth. Yes, they fill their pockets while they rape the earth. They are false flags.
June 25th, 1 p.m. at the Civic Plaza, 14th and Lonsdale in North Van, a free event in partnership with TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival in collaboration with Festival d'Été Francophone de Vancouver and Le Centre Culturel Francophone de Vancouver The Hugh Bach Quintet blends jazz and world music seamlessly. Vietnamese-born Hugh Bach Quach has used everything in his cultural palette, from the Chinese fiddle and the Andean flute to the jazz guitar, creating a sound that is simultaneously familiar and mysterious. June 25th through July 3rd, join yours truly for 8 amazing performances at Performance Works for the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, including Soil and Pimp Sessions, Polyrhythmics, Moon Hooch, Anna Popovic, Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, Gord Gradina's Haram, and the Dan Brubeck Quartet. Complete details at coastaljazz.ca. This will be the hottest series of the fest. July 23rd, come and enjoy a hot, hot, hot Caribbean Days Carnival dance celebration. This promises to be far more than just a party. It's a carnival celebrating the music of soca and calypso superstar Michael Montano. Enjoy Latin and Caribbean vibes featuring dance music from Daddy Mikey and DJ ZM3 and Trinity from Toronto. It's going to be a booty-shaking night full of high-energy music and fun. Tickets are on sale now. We'll be talking with the Baboons later this hour. No, I'm not Dr. Doolittle. They are a band from Miami, and we'll get to know the album Spanglish. This is World Beat Canada. We hit the waves at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. That's CIRH Radio in Vancouver, roundhouseradio.com. My name is Cal Cote.
Welcome. Look to the horizon and beyond.
Our counterparts all over the world.
That's where you'll find World Beat Canada Radio.
We create together.
And borders.
Music and art
have the tremendous power
of bringing people together.
And this is our goal.
Show through these mediums.
We are all one race.
Just ahead of the curve.
New tribal funk from northeast Brazil, that is Cabruera and Filhos de Vento. Before that, we heard Delirium from here in Vancouver, the team of Fulber and Lieb, getting together with Lebanese singer Nadina for Monarch. Here is another Vancouver export. They are called Pacifica, and they are on 6 Degrees Records. From the album Super Magique, they've taken a Terry Kath-era Chicago classic and turned it into a soft summer samba. Check this out. It's your Touch of the Familiar from Pacifica, 25 or 624 from World Beat Canada.
to say. Flashing lights against the sky, giving up, I close my eyes. Should I try to do some more?
6-4. The sensuous voice of Peruvian-Canadian Silvana Kane and Pacifica with 25 or 6-2-4. Okay, full disclosure, Chicago was the very first arena show I ever went to. We're chatting Spanglish with the Baboons next on World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote. All joking aside about the U.S. election, when baboons get together, it's called a Congress. The baboons are another story. Like so many global acts, they fell together during a gathering at an arts festival in Fort Lauderdale. But their new album, Spanglish, celebrates the diversity and distinct quirkiness of their home base in Miami, FLA. Singer Magica and drummer Mano P join us with the inside scoop on the baboons. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having us.
No, thanks for being here and congratulations on the album. Why did you choose the most fearsome loud apes on the planet as the band's nom de plume? And did you ever consider calling yourselves the Congress?
Well, we wouldn't want to defame baboons by doing something like that. But I can say, as the person who came up with it, it really started more as a kind of a neighborhood friend. Maybe one day we'll evolve into human. You know, it's like a bunch of 20-something-year-old guys. So it was a baboon that we called each other. Oh, you're such a baboon. What's wrong with you? You know?
Right.
But I think it also means that we thought about the idea of a band that combined roots music elements. Before, you know, our music had evolved in different ways. There are links, there are things that combine them, you know, kind of back in the past. And so we thought that was kind of a good metaphor of a kind of a early link between more, you know, kind of the evolved music of today.
Here in Vancouver, we're all familiar with Spanglish, and there's Hinglish and Chinglish. But what it really amounts to is the language of the street, right, in a cosmopolitan urban environment. I mean, with your proximity to Latin America, I'm sure Spanglish is even more pervasive in Miami, am I right?
I would say that Spanglish is probably the main tongue in South Florida.
Yeah.
At least those of us who've grown up here and who have that influence of the United States and of Latin America and the Caribbean, Spanglish is very prevalent and very often the way we communicate, you're right, in the street with each other, among friends and family. And that's why we called it that. It is that meeting place of several cultures, and it's where sort of we live, you know, culturally speaking. And that's why we also wanted to include some Spanglish words that we think may have never been recorded before in an album.
The album is really a love letter to Miami, told in the stories that you mentioned before and set to a number of high-octane rhythms. Can you tell us about a couple of the characters who inspired these songs?
Well, I mean, I'll say Spanglish, the title cut. I wrote that song, but I wrote it about Magica. And it's essentially her story. She came from the Northeast, from the Philadelphia area, down to South Florida, and kind of assimilated, fell in love with the place, and made it her own. So essentially, it's sort of using this kind of sassy stage persona that she has, you know, Magica, to tell a kind of personal story that happens here every single day. People come here from all over the world, and they assimilate, and they become part of the scene, and they bring what they have into, you know, this community, and it keeps growing and changing and evolving that way. That's what makes it so dynamic.
Learning the language Spanglish and learning the language of love in Miami and falling in love with all of it. The local music scene is incredible. The people are very unified, and when playing music, other bands come and see you, or you go see other bands. So there's a camaraderie within the Miami music scene, and everyone respects each other, and it's a wonderful, playful environment.
There's never a dull moment on Spanglish, the album. You guys do it all from Latin to Afrobeat to funk to boogaloo. Is it ever difficult to decide whether a new piece of music that you're working on fits the Baboon sound?
It's rare that we can't find some way to incorporate some piece of music that is new that we're working on. There are instances where we have to choose, you know, what to play or not play, because there's only so much time we can play, and we have an awful lot of original songs that we want to get in. So, you know, when we're doing a 3-hour show, for example, believe it or not, we still have to choose what not to play, and how much of new music to play, and how much of the older music to showcase.
What's interesting is when you hear the Baboon, you know it's the Baboon. We have our own distinct sound.
And talking about value for your money, like if you look at Spanglish, 15 tracks, and there's so much variety on this album. I mean, it's really a lot of bang for your buck, I think. World Beat Canada is on the air with Magica and Manuel P. from the Baboons, who are celebrating the release of their new album, Spanglish. Connect with them at thebaboons.com. Magica, tell us a bit more about yourself. You and Manuel P. are both broadcasters, right? As well as, say, you're the singer and he's the drummer. Tell us about your broadcasting background.
Yes, well, we do a weekly world music radio show in Miami, South Florida.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
Anything goes. And it's on 88.9 FM, WDNA.org. And we're on every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. We've celebrated our 10-year anniversary last year, and actually this June 30th will be our 11th year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What kind of a station is it?
Community Public Radio. So excellent. There's actually two down here. There's WLRN and WDNA.
And it's a great station because the DJs are all kind of experts in their field.
Right.
You know, we have some great musicians also who are DJs on the station, like Sammy Figueroa. And everybody really plays what they're passionate about.
Well, don't you think that that's what people really need now in a million song universe that each of us has on our, you know, mobile device or whatever? Is really what we're missing these days is the DJ as selector, somebody to actually sift through it all and present what we think is really the best.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, I think a curated listening experience
exactly.
is very important, because people need to know what they're hearing. And I think when it's put in context and shown, and the connections that it has to other things are kind of made clear, and people say, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. I like that.
Since you're no stranger to setting up spins, can you guys do us the honor of selecting a track from the disc and giving us a bit of the backstory?
Sure. I think the track that we've decided to select today is called This Is Me. And this is a song that I wrote that's really meant to be an inspiration to all artists, and women especially, just to shine their light and say, here I am, this is me. What you see is what you get, and you ain't seen nothing yet. So it's encouraging people to live their dreams, to find their passion, and to do what they want to do, to go down the path that they're meant to travel, and to find that path and keep walking.
We'll be right back.
for lack of a better term, Mexican bachelor party music from Matarral Man and Tema de Mon Amour. Before that, the Baboons with a song honoring women, This Is Me, and my thanks to Magica and to Mano P for joining us from Miami, Florida. Next, something completely different from guitar innovator Kaki King, who has a new album and it's combined with a multimedia presentation. It's called The Neck is the Bridge to the Body. I love that title. We're going to hear Battle is a Learning, new music to your ears and mine. From World Beat Canada, Vancouver is the place for our home base. That's 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. My name is Cal Coat.
Yo, Pumba.
That is Antiballast, New York Spirit of Afrobeat with a Willie Colon classic, Che Che Colo, the Makossa mix, and before that, Khaki King. Man, that's powerful. She usually plays acoustic, obviously plugging in for that one. And look for the new album. It really is an astonishing disc. The neck is the bridge to the body, and what we heard was Battle is a Learning. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist. Start at the homepage. It's worldbeatcanada.com. And we'll take this home with the new album, The River, from Siama, who mixes Congolese sakus and Hindi sitar. It's really a cool disc. And we're going to hear Jungle Zombie on the way out. But our last word goes to presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who says, "Women are the largest untapped reservoir of talent in the world." We'll be right back.
Communications.